Vanessa, I'm sure you're frustrated.
Again?
Yes, you're still deja vu, isn't it? Back-to-back goalless draws. Still looking for your first home win.
Yeah, a little bit frustrating that we couldn't get a goal today, but very pleased, obviously, with the clean sheet. Felt we had a good pocket of play in the first half for 15, 20 minutes, and the same in the second half, where we ought to have got a goal, and on another day we would have done.
Also, we had to work very hard without the ball, didn't they? Closing down and denying a few clear-cut chances.
Yeah, they got right behind the ball, and they were organised, and they made life difficult to break down. They were tough opposition, and they always are, but we worked their keeper a lot more than what they worked ours, albeit we gifted them probably the best opportunity of the afternoon.
Players still getting to know each other, and some of the new boys still not at full fitness, is that fair to say?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, as a group, we're still a work in progress, and I'm sure we'll improve. Well, we are improving, there's no doubt about that, from the first game of the season to the games away at Oldham and Bristol, and even again today, defensively, by and large, we look very sound.
Have you ever known a season like this where there's so many away games and so few home matches, having particularly lost the Preston North End game now?
No, we're certainly not going to get any rhythm at home, are we? Because we're away now for three games. But, it is what it is, and they're good games for us. Obviously, the first one's the cup game at Villa. We're really looking forward to that. And then away to a tricky game away at Fleetwood on the Saturday.
How will you be approaching the Aston Villa game with the matches coming so thick and fast? You're going to have to rotate the squad?
Yeah, possibly. And obviously, this time around, I've got a good group of 20, and they'll all get pitch time as the season progresses. And we'll have to have a look how we've come out of today's game, and we'll look at the situation for Wednesday, because Wednesday as well is a little bit of a problem, because it's okay for Villa because they don't play till Sunday, but we play on the Saturday, so we get less recovery time.
And what about Aston Villa? Do you think that they will be sort of rotating the squad as well?
I'm sure Paul will make a few changes. He must be delighted with the start they've made. I think they're in a Champions League slot at the minute.
Russell, looking at the squad, Chris Dagnall came on. What about Sean Batten, one or two of the other casualties?
Yeah, sure. Sean's not too far behind now, possibly 4 or 5 days. Maybe we'll be able to take him with us on Wednesday, I'm not sure, but we'll see how he progresses Monday, Tuesday. Dagnall for sure. Liz is the big issue at the minute. He may have to have some exploratory operation on that shoulder, which is a little bit disappointing, but he's going to speak to the specialist, and they're going to have a game plan and see what they're going to do.
And with all these games, is it hard to get the players on the training grounds and go through the exercises that I'm sure you would like to do with so many new players now in the squad?
Yeah, obviously you want everybody fit, everybody up to speed, but when you recruit a little bit later, sometimes that's a little bit of a process, and you can't be too impatient. It was always going to be a difficult month for us with so many away games as well. So, as I say, it is what it is, and we'll keep grinding out, we'll keep digging in, and make sure that we're accumulating enough points.
Are there lessons to learn from Wolves and Brentford, who last season both got off to slow starts, didn't they?
Yeah, I mean, as I say, I think we'll be an improving side anyway. There's no doubt about that. I think we have the personnel, I think we have the attitude to go on and be a real force in the league. You've just got to be patient at this moment in time.
Thank you, Russell.
There's a few boos at the final whistle. Do you think that was a well pair on your team?
Yes. I didn't hear them, to be honest, no.
And was there any sort of frustration at the lack of efforts on target, or was it the keeper there?
I thought we had more on target than the opposition, didn't we? I don't know. Did the opposition hit the target?
Yeah.
Did the opposition hit the target? I'm not sure they hit the target. Did they? Maybe once or twice. I'm not sure. But I mean, in terms of open play, I thought we were much the better side, and it was very difficult. Though the frustration comes in when teams put 10 men behind the ball and make it difficult for you to break down.
Is that going to be something that you're going to have to get used to this season?
Of course, yeah, I think it could be, yeah.